7. The Melchizedek Schools. The Melchizedeks are the directors of that large corps of instructors, partially spiritualized will creatures and others, who function so acceptably on Jerusalem and its associated worlds, but especially on the seven mansion worlds. These are the detention planets, where those mortals who fail to achieve fusion with their indwelling adjusters during the life in the flesh are rehabilitated in transient form to receive further help and to enjoy extended opportunity for continuing their strivings for spiritual attainment, those very efforts which were prematurely interrupted by death. Or if, for any other reason of hereditary handicap, unfavorable environment, or conspiracy of circumstances, this soul attainment was not completed, no matter what the reason, all who are true of purpose and worthy in spirit find themselves, as themselves, present on the continuing planets, where they must learn to master the essentials of the eternal career, to possess themselves of traits which they could not, or did not, acquire during the lifetime in the flesh. The brilliant evening stars, and their unnamed coordinates, frequently serve as teachers in the various educational enterprises of the universe, including those sponsored by the Melchizedeks. Also do the Trinity Teacher Sons collaborate, and they impart the touches of paradise perfection to these progressive training schools. But all these activities are not exclusively devoted to the advancement of ascending mortals. Many are equally occupied with the progressive training of the native spirit personalities of Nebadon. The Melchizedek Sons conduct upward of 30 different educational centers on Jerusalem. These training schools begin with the College of Self-Evaluation and end with the Schools of Jerusalem Citizenship, wherein the material sons and daughters join with the Melchizedeks and others in their supreme effort to qualify the mortal survivors for the assumption of the high responsibilities of representative government. The entire universe is organized and administered on the representative plan. Representative government is the divine ideal of self-government among non-perfect beings. Every 100 years of universe time, each system selects its 10 representatives to sit in the constellation legislature. They are chosen by the Jerusalem Council of 1000, an elective body charged with the duty of representing the system groups in all such delegated or appointive matters. All representatives or other delegates are selected by the Council of 1000 electors, and they must be graduates of the highest school of the Melchizedek College of Administration, as also are all of those who constitute this group of 1,000 electors. This school is fostered by the Melchizedeks, latterly assisted by the Phinileaders. There are many elective bodies on Jerusalem, and they are voted into authority from time to time by three orders of citizenship: the material sons and daughters, the seraphim and their associates, including midway creatures, and the ascending mortals. To receive nomination for representative honor, a candidate must have gained requisite recognition from the Melchizedek Schools of Administration. Suffrage is universal on Jerusalem among these three groups of citizenship, but the vote is differentially cast in accordance with the recognized and duly registered personal possession of Moda, Marantia Wisdom. The vote cast at a Jerusalem election by any one personality has a value ranging from 1 up to 1,000. Jerusalem citizens are thus classified in accordance with their Moda achievement. From time to time, Jerusalem citizens present themselves to the Melchizedek examiners, who certified their attainment of Marantia Wisdom. Then they go before the examining corps of the brilliant evening stars or their designates, who ascertain the degree of spirit insight. Next they appear in the presence of the 24 counselors and their associates, who pass upon their status of experiential attainment of socialization. These three factors are then carried to the citizenship registrars of representative government, who quickly compute the MOTA status and assign suffrage qualifications in accordance therewith. Under the supervision of the Melchizedeks, the ascending mortals, especially those who are tardy in their personality unification on the numerantia levels, are taken in hand by the material sons and are given intensive training designed to rectify such deficiencies. No ascending mortal leaves the system headquarters for the more extensive and varied socialization career of the constellation until these material sons certify to the achievement of MOTA personality, an individuality combining the completed mortal existence and experiential association with the budding Merantia career, both being duly blended by the spiritual over-control of the thought adjuster. Presented by a Melchizedek of temporary assignment on Urantia.